You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and/or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Medicine today is relying more and more on computers, not just for the patient side of the equation, but for the physician community as well. With the adoption of ICD-10, recent legislation that expands medical coding for billing purposes from about 14,000 codes to more than 68,000, some physician practices are concerned that their focus will turn more towards computer programming rather than patient care. Manuel Iglesias, the CEO of Hygieia Holdings Corp., a diversified healthcare holding company of more than 1,800 physicians, is here to tell us that need not to be the case. Manuel, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
Pleasure to be with you, Eric.
Well, certainly the pleasure is ours as well. So first of all, tell us the history of ICD-10 and how did it come about?
ICD-10 is the 10th revision of the medical classification list used by the World Health Organization. The World Health Organization, WHO, copyrighted ICD-10 in 1990. And since then, it's been adopted by every industrialized nation and actually most of the other countries around the world. The system is different from our current ICD-9 in that it incorporates more than 68,000 different codes and permits the tracking of many new diagnoses. For example, ICD-10 allows the providers to define more varied disease states, understand and quantify medical complications, specify the design of the treatment and care plan, and better determine and memorialize the outcome of that treatment.
And why does this have physicians so concerned today?
Frankly, there is no objective reason. They should be concerned with the current system. Physicians have not mastered the ICD-9. The fact is that I believe they leave a tremendous amount of their work product uncoded and therefore unbilled. They've been gifting the system billions of dollars a year. And the issue is not the physician. The issue is the billing industry that is in the interface between the physician practice and the ultimate payor. Most billing companies who do not have a clinical background are totally unqualified to use either ICD-9 or ICD-10 on behalf and for the benefit of the physician.
And in your opinion, how well prepared is the healthcare industry?
Well, there are two ends of the healthcare industry. The institutional side of the healthcare industry should be, and I'm sure they are very well prepared, hospitals and large institutional providers like managed care organizations live on codes. So, and they're always trying to burrow down and get more subcodes. The ICD-10, by definition, does that. On the other hand, I think the physicians, if not prepared, could lose more of the revenue or leave even more of the revenue that they're currently leaving behind. And as I said before, when we acquire practice, we represent 1,800 physicians and are in the business of acquiring practices, bringing in current management systems using electronic medical systems, but it's not just about technology. It's really working with the physicians to help them define what they're currently doing in clinical terms. If you don't have a good chart, if the physician he may be the best physician in the world, but if he hasn't adequately memorialized what he has done in and unbundled it in defining each step of the process, both the thought process in terms of the diagnosis as well as the procedure process in terms of the plan of care, he is not going to get adequate reimbursement. When we buy a practice, historically, we increase collected revenue on behalf of the physician anywhere from 20 to 100% of increase over 20 to 100% of what that physician was currently or the year before collecting. And without seeing one more patient, this is really just better memorialization of the work product that he has historically done, putting it into what I call Medicare or billable language. And it doesn't really matter to us. I think we'll do equally well, whether it's ICD-9 or ICD-10, and making sure that physician is paid for his services.
Today we are joined by Manuel Iglesias, the CEO of Hygieia Holdings, a diversified healthcare holding company of more than 1,800 physicians here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Manuel, what tip do you want to offer independent practitioners do to get ready?
I think you need to get rid of your independent status and join an organization that can give you the kind of back office support that you're totally lacking. Everybody is in play. You can be bought by a hospital chain, you can be bought by an HMO, or you can join as a partner in organizations like ours that are really physician-focused, physician-friendly. We were created by physicians really to minimize the kind of issues that we're discussing in this conversation. We are here to help you allow the physician to be a doctor, take over the back office, front office functions, and really maximize the physician's quality of life, allow him to produce a better care for the patient. We are also very much patient-centric. If we can take all the fluff away and allow the physician to focus on the patient, you get better outcomes for the patient and a substantially better financial outcome for the physician. The physician has been reducing or losing market share in terms of revenue per visit or revenue per practice over the last 4 or 5 years at a time when we're spending more in healthcare and every year incrementing that cost than ever in the history of the world. With our organization, we change that, we turn that upside down, and the physician actually sees a substantial increase in not only his quality of life, control of his patient, but also in terms of his financial remuneration. So I think we're a very good bet for the average small practice physician.
So how will any of us be assured that the new coding processes are being followed properly?
The healthcare industry is in large part self-regulating and always with Medicare or the federal government as a backstop. The payors, again, whether the government or private insurance companies, work with the practices, with the doctors, to assure correct implementation. If a doctor does not comply or a practice does not comply, he will be denied privileges with that payor, which could be even with the government. And those patients that are currently under that health care plan or with the government will be transferred to another physician. That, my friend, is not theory. That's a reality. For example, last year, United Healthcare, the largest healthcare provider in the country, canceled 15% of their primary care physicians nationally and transferred those patients to more compliant providers. So doctors can't say, I'm not going to play under the current rules unless they decide they don't want to get paid by an insurance company. And more and more, we're seeing that there's less, except at the extreme, to either foreigners who don't qualify and are very rich. Everybody with now, especially with Obamacare, is in some time of structured reimbursement. So it's going to force the physicians to implement. The issue is not implementation. The issue is if you implement badly, you get paid substantially less. And that's the problem. If you're not up to the speed with the changes, you could keep going down. You, the physician, can keep going down the slippery slope that the more work you do, the less reimbursement you get. On the other hand, if you play by today's rules, and in Hygieia we do, we can take your work product and literally double the revenue that the practice makes with just the current workload. There is plenty of money out there if you do it right. The issue is not lack of funding, it's lack of compliance to attain that funding. And small individual practices don't have the back office required in today's reality, in today's regulatory scheme, to be able to fully comply and benefit of the work product.
Well, Manuel, certainly do appreciate your getting us up to speed. If you would, tell our listeners where they can get more information about Hygieia Holdings online.
Well, they can always call me. My number is 786-247-0227. And or look up Hygieia Holdings Corp, H-Y-G-E-A. Look at our website, and they'll find all kinds of ways to get a hold of our management team.
Manuel, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here. You have yourself a great weekend.
Thank you very much, Eric. A real pleasure.
We've been speaking with Manuel Iglesias, the CEO of Hygieia Holdings, a diversified healthcare holding company of more than 1,800 physicians. And once again, the website of reference is HygieiaHoldings.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of the PN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.